Podcast Fresh.
This espresso shot is pulled from the Torres and Acapella show number 3, where we discuss what happens when you have a good feeling a coworker is stolen from you, but you have no way of proving it. Until you start collecting evidence, of course, and there's a spark and there's smoke, and then you realize it could potentially be your own boss. We discuss the case, the ethics of inside theft, possible legal options, and why it might not be the smartest thing to nuke the whole business, even if you've got the proof to back it. We have a good idea, but we need more evidence. So get your pencils and casebooks out. Torres and Acapella are on the case.
Russell, let me tell you this crazy story that one of my buddies finds himself in.
Oh, God, okay.
So his wallet and his keys, he leaves them at work, right? Mm-hmm. But he couldn't come back to get them because after like certain times, like the building like locks the door at the bottom.
Okay.
It's like a business, right?
Oh, okay.
So after like 9 o'clock, the door is locked. He didn't have the fob to get in, whatever, right? He was off today. He calls into work and he's like, hey, you know, I left my keys there in my wallet. If you can just put them aside, I'll come by and get them today, tomorrow, right? His car keys, which is parked down here. He lives out of the city. He's parked here. And his wallet. And so then they're like, no, there's nothing here. There's no wallet. There's no keys. I was like, what? Okay. So it's like, all right, that's fucked up, but okay. Because he had sent me a message earlier. Like, hey, can you run a mission for me? Drive me or come pick me up, whatever it's going to be. Come down here, grab my keys, grab my car, and I can go back home. But then, so as we're coming up with solutions, he goes, never mind. This is taking an interesting turn. I go, what's happened? He goes, work's telling me that my stuff isn't there. I'm like, how could it not be there? Like, it's a business where, like, you know, it's appointment-based. So there's not a lot of people that come through there, right? You come in for your appointment, you do your appointment, you leave, right? Like a doctor's office. Uh-huh. And so he left his stuff there, and he's like, no, it's not here, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so, great, whatever. This happens all the time, right? Then he says to me, just check my credit card bill. The motherfucker used my credit card. I'm like, what? He goes, yes. I go, where was it used, right? Now you're thinking Best Buy, you know, like the liquor store, you know, Amazon, right? Something of that ilk. No, he goes, at a laundromat. I'm like, at a laundromat?
What?
So here, most laundromats, you put the money in or the debit or whatever, and it transfers it to a card. The machines don't, you know, carry coins and stuff like that anymore, right? Then a lot of the newer ones, most of the new ones, right? So it was used 3 times at a laundromat. I said, okay, interesting. So I'm like, dude, this, what happened? He goes, no, baby, I'm just being crazy, but check this out. At night, after we leave, after we lock up the doors, somebody else comes in, like a night person, and he's in charge of emptying out the laundry bins and washing like all the towels and like the things that get left behind. So it's kind of like, huh, now my spidery sense is tingling, right? So I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, dude, this is crazy, right? And so then he says to me, yeah, the girl who runs this place, her boyfriend is the laundry guy. And I'm like, oh my God, it's got to be him. It has to be him. Come on, dude, you know this.
Oh my God.
So his car's down here. He doesn't have a spare key to that car. The fucking keys, right? Credit card's one thing. You can replace the credit cards. Insurance can take care of all that. But this guy's got his keys stolen as well. And it's just kind of like, dude, I'd almost just be like, look, I don't give a fuck about the charges. I'll pay for them, whatever. But I want my fucking keys back, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'll let you speak here. Is that enough evidence? In your mind, would you be like, that's it? Square, square, circle, circle, it fits. Or would you be like, there's a bit of doubt still in you?
I think given the situation, like if you, like, I don't know, if it was me, I think I'd be a very nervous, panicky person. So I would probably jump to conclusions fast. So if given that evidence, I probably already would be pointing at that dude. But he, you know, being rational in this case, I guess, maybe you could use a little more evidence. Maybe. Because is he the only laundry guy or is there more than one guy?
He's the only laundry guy.
He's dating
the manager that runs his place. And he's in charge of washing everything.
I guess it would be easy yeah. to just point the finger there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah. so, you know, I'm son of a cop.
Right.
So all of a sudden I start thinking like a cop, right?
Sherlock Torres.
So I'm giving him advice because right. now I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Right. right. And so, I said to him, like, most important part is that key. You got to get that key back, you know?
Yeah.
So he's got his car down here, which he's either going to come pick it up or it's going to get towed. Right? So that's another expense. He's got to get that key replaced. It's one of those keys for like an older model car. So I don't know how long that'll take. Could be a quickie. Could be, you know, a little longer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a wild story. Then I said to him, if it is this guy, it's also possible he hasn't told your manager anything.
Yeah.
Right? So he sends me a text message between him and his manager. He says something wallet went missing. I know it might have been taken because there were charges made to my credit card today. That's his message.
Mm-hmm.
She responds with, curious as to where the charges were made and at what time. When I came in at 11 a.m. today, I cleaned the desk and I didn't see them. Somebody else was there too, another employee, but the door was unlocked. And then guy who does the laundry said the clinic door had been locked last night. When David asks for camera footage, because they have cameras in there, she yeah. says that the cameras went dead last night.
Oh, come on, dude.
Bro. Come on, dude. Order in the court. Order in the court. Now, well, now check this out.
Okay, give me more.
Now when I asked him about the camera thing, right? Because I'm like, wow. I go, this is complicated because this is your place of work. But if the cameras went dead, I'm like, I've seen too many crime shows to know that these are faulty cameras, right?
Yeah.
But so it's like, oh man, to me that made me a little more on edge. So I said to him, this is where I start giving him the good advice. Tell her you're just doing your due diligence, but that you're going to get the police involved for insurance purposes only. Because you need to file a police report for some of these things, right?
Okay.
Like, you can't just call your insurance company and say, somebody stole my Honda Civic last night. You're going to need, like, a police report and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the keys are gone. So I'm like, she's either covering or she's in the dark. It's possible this guy didn't tell her anything. Like, this yeah. guy's like a slime bag, right? I'm like, why would she be so curious to where the card was last used? Maybe she's trying to help too. Maybe she's trying to be detective, to be fair, right? And then I'm like, what are the odds that the one person who took your shit would go and use it first at a laundromat? Like, of all places.
Yeah.
Of all places. You come to my place of work, you're a construction worker, and then you leave, and then my shit goes missing. I have a feeling it's you, but I'm not sure. Yeah. And I go and check the chargers, and you're using it. It's been used like at a lumber store. And it's like, okay, hold on a sec. But laundromat is so fucked up. That is like niche among the niche. Like, that's got to be like.
And I don't think cards when you take it, when you go to the laundromat, I think like quarters. Like, I think change, you know, like. I don't know.
But this guy, such a weird one. This guy's buying laundry cards for what? To do laundry. Obviously, he's not, you know, he's not selling it in the dark web or anything.
Right.
So it's kind of like, that's catches balls. So yeah, the cameras went dead last night. Sorry, I don't have the footage today. And then he responds with, there were three separate charges this morning at 5:28 a.m., 7:29 a.m., and 7:35 a.m., all for laundry services. She responds with, well, then it was obviously taken while you were doing your job. And it's like, what? That's the response? So then I said to him, no way. That sounds so weak. She's not even concerned at all. She's defensive almost. Like, oh, yeah, it must be that, you know. At some point, you can tell her, this is what now I'm giving him more advice. And now you're going to see my darkness come out.
Oh, shit.
I go, at some point, you can tell her that the bank is working on finding out the address of where those charges were made. And they can be tracked to a person's laundry card, which has their personal info on it. I would call the cops. He responds with, yeah, when I spoke to my credit card company, they said they could only tell me the merchant company's address, not the exact location. But I feel like they should be able to have that info. Credit card company, maybe, maybe not. There's only so much they can see.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I said to him, contact the laundromat company tomorrow because they have a head office. just ask them if you send them the credit card info, if they can just trace the number and tell you at least what location it was used at. If they ask you why, tell them it's part of a theft investigation and you've been asked to find the location that you asked the credit card company, but they only have the head office number. Get them to send you an email that says, "Dear Mr. So-and-so, this is to acknowledge that that said card on your credit card was used at, you know, 25 Maven Street."
Yeah.
From there, you got two options. You can present it to your boss and just tell her she's got 48 hours to get your keys back, that you don't give a shit about the charges on the card, but you want your keys back. Or you'll call the, or you can call the police. Option two, you can go straight to the police. They'll ask your boss for her ID, which she'll pull out of her purse, and now it'll match the address on the credit on the where the laundromat is, and away you go.
Mm-hmm.
The fucked up thing is, this is also his job, and he's got nothing else to fall. This is also his job. He's got nothing else to fall back on. So he says to me, "This could go nuclear." I'm like, "Dude, that stupid key's going to cost you at least $200. You've already spent $60, $70 on a new, because he had to Uber home last night because his they didn't have access to his car."
Yeah,
it's and just
if that car gets towed. Like, that's another couple G's.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you get the towing fee, and then you got to go pick up your car in the lot somewhere. They grab their slices because everybody gets greased, right?
No, yeah, and then they have to hold it for like a minimum of a couple of days or something, which makes it fuck. It's brutal.
Yeah, so shitty, man. And my last piece of advice to him was I would check Craigslist or Kijiji, go see in the lost and found, because sometimes some of these dingbats will give stuff back, like keys and things like that, right? But yeah, no, it's such a crappy situation. I'm like, damn, it's complicated, right? Like, he's got no easy answer here.
No, because, you know, accusations are heavy. So you can't get in and just accuse someone unless you're 1,000%. And as clear cut as this seems, there's always that chance, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is bad. I feel bad for him, man.
There's, and they said to him, like, you have nothing to fall back on right now. It's tough. Do you just swallow this whole thing? But then how do you go back to work with that feeling of doubt in your belly? You know what I mean?
That you can't even
accidentally like leave your fucking wallet behind because someone's going to steal it from your place of work. That's fucked up. And let me tell you something, and I'll let you finish in a sec. Mm-hmm. You can speak on this. And in construction, you know, yes, there are places with lockers and locks and stuff like that. But as a general rule, boys don't steal from the boys. Like, if you're working on a floor and the electrician guy forgot his measuring tape or whatever, you don't pocket that. Yes, there's a small section of guys that take stuff, but as a general rule, you don't do that. You know what I mean? You kind of watch each other's backs, and it's kind of like that. Like, you shouldn't, you know, forget something at work and then it goes missing. Like, that's messed up.
Yeah. No, I agree. We do have, we look out for one another on the field. I don't want to like relate it to something crazy like the military, but you're in the trenches together. You're doing like all that shit together. Like, it's, you know, little things that go missing, like a pair of wire cutters or like, money. That's money that they spent to do their job. And you're just going to make it harder because you're going to pocket it. And you don't know what these guys are going through. You don't know if they're in financial troubles and all that. Like, so yeah, as a general rule, if I find something, I'll hold it for a few days until like I see the person or I ask the right person, whatever. But yeah, you do get your occasional scumbag that just takes it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that the thing with his situation, never mind going back and like thinking, damn, I can't leave my wallet here or whatever. Just the fact that like all the evidence is pointing to this person, how can you work with that person after?
Well, this laundry guy or whatever, I don't know if he's like an actual employee or like a contractor or whatever, right? But my thing is your boss in on it or not? Because if she is in on it, how, like, you have to swallow that and go to work. Like, that's what I'm saying, right? Your boss was stole from you, he took $200 out of your wallet, and you fucking knew it was him because there was nobody else there. And the rest of the crew, they're all your boys, and they wouldn't lie to you, right? This is where the trust comes in. Fuck, I know it's this guy because I saw him I saw him over there fucking around, blah, blah, blah. And I saw him put something down. I thought it was my bag. I should have said something, but I didn't. And now it's like, you're going to swallow it because, for example, you might have a baby on the way. You got this, you got that. Fuck. You're just going to swallow it. You go to work and you just go on with it. That's tough, dude. Because over time, I know me, I start to go crazy on the inside.
Oh, me too. I'd want to rip the person's head off. Like, it's, but that's what I'm saying. Like, in his situation, if she is, because she's acquainted to this dude.
Right.
From what you tell me, it sounds like she's helping this dude out, trying to cover up shit.
That I don't know 100%.
Right, but let's just say it is.
Right.
How do you go to work after and see this person every day and not want to punch them in the fucking mouth? Like, oh my God.
Right.
This is stressing me out. Like, yeah. It's me.
It's like, how do you go back? How do you? It's so tough, man.
Damn, man. Well, give us an update.
I will update you guys
if anything happens
next week.
Damn, dude.
And if you guys have any advice for this, you know, but my advice is pretty good. I'm not saying I'm a genius. Like, I'm just following like the logical
steps.
No,
you said good stuff. Yeah.
That's how I would track this down. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. Check this out. Right before we went to record, I got another text message from him. The last one, I saved the best for last.
Oh, this motherfucker's holding out on us. Look.
Here's the, I'll leave you guys with one final little chicken McNugget. Oh, so it turns out that the manager of this place, if we're just going out on a limb, we're going to try to see what company specifically owns those laundry machines in the basement.
Oh, my God.
And laundry rooms have what? Cameras.
Yeah.
So I might have to inspect our gadget this thing. Go down there tomorrow, run some intel, right? And figure it out.
It sounds like a great crime.
What's in it for me? I can take this whole company down.
Yeah, you could.
Because if my boy's taking this place down, going to court and things like that, because you can sue for stuff like this. This is costing you your entire job because you're going to get fired or you don't feel comfortable going back to work, right? You don't feel comfortable going back to work. You can sue for that.
Yeah.
You're protected. And they'll cover you. Like, let's just say something happened at your work and you're like, I can't go back. I can't face my boss because, you know, he knows. Let's just say you work with the son. He knows me and the son had a fight last Friday. He's just going to make my life a living hell. You can go and be like, I don't feel comfortable going back to work. Guess what? You're not fired. You're not fired. But you can legally quit and ask because, you know, you defend your rights or whatever. You have to contact a labor lawyer. But how it works is you would still get compensated, at least for like the 3 months it takes to like find another job, for example, right? They would have to owe you and plus a settlement, whatever it might be. Yeah, that's crazy. I'll follow up on this one. But
yeah, dude,
it's,
please.
There's smoke here, man. There's smoke.
That is like a drama, thriller, mystery. Like, it's like, what is going on?
Yeah. And if I said, as soon as you say the word police, people start getting nervous, right?
Oh, 100%.
And if people they're trying to play stupid, they'll be like, oh, well, why are you policing out? Very simple answer. I'm just dealing with insurance and they'd like me to just double check. That's all. Mm-hmm. They need to fill out a report, so they got to get the police involved. No biggie.
You got to act nonchalant about it.
Nonchalant. That's how you act.
Nonchalant.
Tomorrow, when he goes back to work, I'd act like cool. Everything's cool. And see how they watch them squirm.
I'd buy her a coffee or something.
I'd buy her nothing. And I would just play it cool. I would not even mention nothing. Don't even mention anything. And wait for them to ask. Because criminals get curious. They'll start asking questions.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, how's the investigation going? Play it cool. Yeah. Oh, good, good. Like they're my insurance company, and they're talking to the police. Like they're making really good headway. Like it's looking good. It's like I'm gonna get my money back, but we still, you know, we like to, you know, figure this out because the police are saying that there's been a lot of these lately, so they have the time right now. They don't have a lot of backlog, so they have enough time to investigate it. So they're gonna look through it because apparently, like it's happening a lot in that area. And that's it. Watch them sweat it a little bit.
Yeah.
Watch them sweat it a little bit.
That's awesome.
You got to be a dumb fucking criminal to use your credit card in your own place where you live. Where you live, dude. At least go to a gas station. go to some CD bar like two towns over and get a cash back or something. You know what I mean? Like, be smart about it. Brutal. To be continued.
Yeah.
Anything to add on that one, Peck?
No, man. I'm just super curious. Like, I mean, I want to fast forward time,
dude. I'm getting mad for him because you know me. I'm a street justice guy. I'll let the streets take over. You know what I mean? You gotta call the police. I am the police.
Yeah,
I am the police. I'm a whore. Yeah, you know, don't go there.
Don't go there, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm just joking.
Chris is getting heated.
Yeah.
I just want to say for the record, I didn't do anything to him.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Check us out at Podcast Fresh on Instagram. Send us an email, podcastfresh2020@gmail.com. And that'll do it for this, I guess, special edition of the Espresso Shot. So tune in next week. We'll have a follow-up to this story.
Nice. Podcast Fresh. Yeah.